to mother. Oh, I to mother, to mother. FM, Murray Country, and Emily Wanamari here with Hey Love. Jarrell.
Yes.
You good over there?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm amazing.
We are speaking to Dr. Jonathan after 7 o'clock.
Yes, we are.
Obviously, there's a couple of contact tracing locations out at the moment. So check them. They're around Brisbane.
Northside people.
Northside and... Yeah. Archerfield?
Yeah, another one.
Like around that area. So
it's a big area to cover.
Just keep an eye out. And if you start to feel sick, as always, get tested.
Yeah, make sure you get tested. Abby Ferris in 15 minutes time as well. So make sure you stick around for that one. But some music. Let's get back into it.
All right.
Sky. Bandana in your blue jeans, you DJ, I drive, flipping through the radio, and my hat you always steal, yeah, love is real. Quick stop at a Texaco, last exit for miles, tank top and a Topo Chico, high on your smile. Wait, time standing still. Yeah, love is real. And I could drive your hand in mine. Oh, baby, we'll go till we run out of road and the rust runs out these wheels. The way I feel, no, I always will. I am yours, you are mine. Love is real. Soon as it's your love came on, felt every word, hearing your pretty voice sing along, changed the way I heard, the way I feel, the way I see, honestly made me. But that ain't gonna stop me from calling you baby. So come on, let's try. Yeah, I am yours, you are
cornbread. Damn.
I love that stuff.
We're all somebody from somewhere. Some mama, some daddy, some love in the air. Some big, some little, some left, some middle. Some white, yellow, black, or red. Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah,
we're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere. Some daddy, some love in the air. Some big, some little, some left, some middle. Some white, yellow, black, or red.
The rifle in his hand, he's going to stake his claim. Doesn't care about the shame it'll bring. Doesn't care what the people might say. It's left of a military man, he knows what it's like to live afraid. He's the only one that ever minded me, so I'm going to take his name. Colin McIntyre. What was his name? Standing on the stairs with the caramel baby boy screaming in his arms. But the blood ran forth from the edge of the bed, taking me up to the stars. The son of a military man was born in the wake of the terror of a flood. He's the last damn thing I ever saw. The only beautiful thing I ever done. Colin McIntyre Jr. What was his name? Raised on the land with the rifle in his hand and the dream time in his veins. Never got lost, never understood why. Always seemed to find his way. His daddy blamed his tan from working on the land, pulling grain out in the sun. Saved by his blue-gray eyes, never knew how his mother always had to run. Colin McIntyre Jr. What was his name? The old man died and he took it in his stride, not knowing how the tide would change. But the man from the quarry had his eye on his land and his secret up for exchange. At night they came with the story of the shame his mother had brought this land. So he laid him in the ground with two shots down, put a bullet in the quarry man's brain. Colin McIntyre Junior. What was his name? Well, the rain came down and hammered on the ground, washed the evidence away. Not a word was spoken, not a soul survived that was standing in his way.
Seeing what they did to his black fella kin, to their mission he was bound. He swore he'd never let another woman's baby stolen away and never found. Colin McIntyre Jr. was his name. Walking up through the paddock with the rifle in his hand, he's going to stake his claim on a walkabout mission to save his kin, stop babes being taken away. White fella never saw his face again in the light of day, but when the darkness comes, they cross themselves in fear to speak his name. Colin McIntyre Jr. was his name. Colin McIntyre Jr. was his name.
Junior was his name. Sue Ray here on 98.9 FM.
No, my name is Gerald.
Jaffel.
Jaffel. Yum. Jaffels are delicious, though. You got to admit.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Probably should talk about our guests, right?
Yeah. Abby Ferris is joining us in 2 short minutes to speak about her new single, Ready or Not.
I wonder if she likes Jaffels.
We'll ask. Yeah. We can ask.
It's probably a good question for an interview.
It's our show, right? We can ask whatever we want.
Well, not always, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it is our show, but we should probably shouldn't ask all the time what we think.
Oh, well.
Jaffels is a good question, though.
let's let go and make us right. Skin to skin, give it in just one more time. Cause I miss you, baby.
Oh, I miss you, baby.
Oh, I miss you, baby.
Oh,
I need you tonight.
I need you tonight.
FM, Murray Country. Thanks for joining us here on The Breakfast Show this morning. Now, our first guest this morning is Abby Ferris. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are good, Abby. Whereabouts are you? Whereabouts are you located at the moment?
Kooringai Country.
Beautiful, ooh, beautiful, beautiful.
Is where that in, is allowing you to do that? Because I feel like some musicians would like to know.
Sorry?
Which state's allowing you to tour? So I think some of our musicians will be heading towards you very shortly.
Well, actually, I am in lockdown, so I'm not able to get out and tour, but I'm recently moved here and then went into lockdown. So I can't wait to get out and get it back on the road too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. What have you been up to? Obviously, making a bit of music in lockdown. What else have you been up to?
Yeah, basically, you know, keeping on doing what I can do, like you said, making music, learning to be an adult and live away from home, because it's the first time I've had to kind of do that. And so there's a lot more than I realise that my mum does for me.
when did you move away from home?
I moved to, you know, further my career in the hopes that I'd have more opportunities for gigs and things like that from then being at my little country town. I'm back in South Australia, so I had, you know, a big kind of exciting things ahead of me, and then once I got here, I got into lockdown.
Yeah, so, no, not yet, thanks.
That sucks, man. That sucks, but it's okay. Yeah. Life will go on, and it'll mean
exactly.
A lot more when you get out, right?
And it probably eases you into being an adult and not trying to have to, like, work out that as well as touring as well as everything else that comes with it.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I mean, it's a terrible thing what's been happening in the world, but there is positives. I think I've got to look at the positives, can't I? I can't sit around and be negative about it. So, it's definitely helped me kind of settle in a little bit, find my feet, and then I'm hoping, you know, when we are allowed out, which is hopefully soon, according to what they've been saying. So hopefully in October I'll be out and I can start gigging and start picking it up. And, yeah, I won't be kind of bombarded with so many things to learn all at once.
Before we talk about your new single, what do you reckon's been the hardest thing about adulting? What have you found the hardest thing, moving away from home and being like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realise that I had to actually do this?
I'm not a very good cook.
2 minute noodles works very well. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
And budgeting's kind of hard when you've got to factor in things like cooking and things like that for yourself.
But the things like right you don't realise that mum buys for you, like occasionally you have to buy more dishwashing detergent and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
those type of things.
Doesn't that just appear in the cupboard?
Yeah, exactly. And then I got to work out how to, like, what to wash my floors in. Like, I've always, of course, you know, we've helped out when we had chores to do and things like that with everything at home. But it's different when you kind of come yourself. You're like, okay, so I'm looking at all these different cleaning products in the groceries and I'm like, which one is for what?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Why am I using it?
Abby, I'll tell you this. Stick to just meat and veg. Like, it's just make sure you just stick to that. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult and you will struggle.
Yes. No, that's a good tip. Yes.
Now, that's it. Now, tell us about your new single, Ready or Not.
Yeah, so Ready or Not's a song pretty much for anyone ready to take their claim. It's like you're taking hold of the reins of your life and you're doing what you want. And it's such a cool song, and it pretty much summed up how I felt when I was releasing it. Like, I'd moved to another state. I was taking control of my life. I wanted to do the next steps in my career. I wanted to tour more. I wanted to yeah, release more and just make sure that people knew that I was taking this career very, very seriously and that this is what I wanted to do. And so it just kind of was a perfect thing to release right now. Then it kind of, like we were saying, went into lockdown, but it still is a motivating song. I still feel like even though I am in lockdown where I am, it, I'm still taking the next step slowly. If it, hopefully it can be more of a bigger step once we get out, but so far it's slowly. And yeah, it was just a song for anyone to be.
Are you there?
Oh, we've almost lost you.
Think she might have cut out, but we're going to take a listen to her song anyway. Abby Ferris, Ready or Not, right here on 98.9 FM.
Ready, ready, ready. I ain't waiting, baby.
Together to protect our family and the community from the spread of COVID-19. Now it's time that we step up and get vaccinated. Stepping up for the jab means much more than just protecting yourself. It's also about making sure our mob, particularly our elders, are safe and protected from COVID-19. It also means we can get back to catching up with family at gatherings, in our homes and community. Step up for your mob and book an appointment today. Our clinics are taking appointments for mob aged 12 and over. To book your vaccine or for more information about the facts on the vax, visit www.istepedup.com.au.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health. Station sponsor.
You're never with me in the morning. to the sunrise lonely, into an empty bed. How about you tell me something? Babe, do we just mean nothing? Cause I got a confession, baby, it's running around my head. You don't wanna understand me, but you wanna have me. You're coming from a different planet, the way that you love ain't fair. You don't wanna call me baby, but at night you chase me. I'm tired of all the games you play. Baby, it's too hard to love you, even though I try my best. It's too hard to trust you, cause you're no different from the rest. It's too hard to touch you when you're thinking about somebody else. Enough is enough, I don't wanna give this up, but it's too hard to love you. What if I told you there's another? I bet you'd run right back. Don't wait till the time is right, leave me all over again. Why don't we just be honest? Why don't we say the pain? I think all this love is fake. I think I might go insane. You don't wanna understand me, but you wanna have me. You're coming from a different planet, the way that you love me, fair. No, you don't wanna call me baby, but tonight you chase me. I'm tired of all the games you play. Baby, it's too hard to love you, even though I try my best. Too hard to trust you, cause you're no different from the rest. It's too hard to touch you when you're thinking about somebody else. Enough is enough, I don't wanna give this up, but it's too hard to love you, to love you, to love you. It's too hard to love you, to love you, to love you. It's too hard to love you, to love you, to love you. Enough is enough, I don't wanna give this up, but it's too hard to love you. I won't let this hurt get the best of me. Yeah, the best of me.
Hi, David Cullen here. Are you looking to further your career in the transport industry? ProDrive may have the answer. We offer comprehensive truck licensing for LR, MR, HR and HC. Our professional instructors are leaders in their field, helping you to reach your goal. We have a fleet of 9 trucks, our faithful Mack Mr Gear, through to our Kenworth, Mack, Isuzu and Coaster Bus. So our goal at ProDrive is to obtain real-life driving experience for you. For more information about obtaining your license,